I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week we find someone of interest to talk about it with, and we are about an hour and a half out of London. And if you guys remember Leighton that was on the podcast, I think maybe about 20 episodes ago, we are now driving through the English countryside with his brother Joshua. How are you doing, Joshua?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you doing, Stevie?
I'm very excited. We're going to my very first Star Wars location, which is we're going to the Greenham Common, the Resistance base in The Force Awakens. And and you just live near here, yeah?
Yeah, I live about 10 minutes down the road, so where we're going used to be an old American Air Force base during the Cold War, and they've converted it into just a common where people just walk their dogs and rubbish now.
But we can't go into the actual...
No, most of it's opened up to the public, apart from the bunkers where they actually did the filming. I actually went up there and heard a few of them doing some of the shots, and the directors were having a go at someone, definitely.
So what's it like, you know, you're a big Star Wars fan, to then find out that they're filming, there's a Resistance base 20 minutes away from your house?
Oh, it was mental. It all came out with the, there was like a drone shot from above, and it had an X-Wing and a Millennium Falcon in there. And I left work early, grabbed this girl from work, and I was like, we're going. And we left early, we left about 4 hours early, shot up there. And obviously loads of people had seen that photo, and people all trying to see. Security was, they had like former special forces, like patrolling the border and stuff like that. It was surreal, it was really surreal.
So I should point out, we're just driving on a one lane little country road, and there's cows
that,
and
that's actually the common there to our left. That is the common. So this was all American Air Force base before. It actually was the biggest runway in Europe as well.
Ah, and didn't they have these rumours that there was like a nuclear accident out here? I was reading on Wikipedia.
So my girlfriend's dad actually used to serve there because he's from Arizona, and. But this before his time, there was a nuclear plane that crashed, and they say there was a nuclear spill, but you know, that could be just a conspiracy theory. Or
I did notice you have 11 fingers.
Yeah, I try not to pay attention to that. But
has your girlfriend got 6 breasts?
Yeah, I milk every one of them.
And you actually, I think Leighton said that you filmed like scenes getting, was that you that filmed that?
Yeah, they put all this tarpooling around the fence, but I was still filming them, and you could hear the director just not happy with someone on there, that having a big go. It's like, no. And then they were rolling back the tape.
What do you mean? They were angry at people filming or someone on the set?
It sounded like the director was angry at one of the actors or the actresses.
Okay.
Like,
was it JJ or you don't know?
I didn't see JJ. No, I had a little flagpole out for him, but I couldn't see JJ.
And did you fly the drone over and stuff?
Well, I was going to bring my drone over, but they had people actually on the mounds, and apparently they were shooting them down. I was speaking to one of the security guards there, and they had this high-tech way of just knocking the drones out of the sky, and they were just, and I saw like remnants of drones just like crash landed.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the security guards for about half an hour to 45 minutes while I was just trying to get a sneak peek. And yeah, I just saw like a drone just on the ground, smashed into pieces. Because it all started originally with just one plane that flew over, took a picture.
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah, by accident. It was just taking pictures. Oh, look, there's a Millennium Falcon and an X-Wing. And then that was it. People were flying drones over and trying to climb the fence.
And what was it like? Was it other when you were down here? And were you the one that filmed the... I saw a bit of footage and it was like, John Boyega, action! And people running around?
Yeah, that was me. I was trying to get the action. It was quite hard, you know. They'd done quite a good job because that photo, they'd already been there. They'd already been here for about 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
And it had gone that long with them sneaking in the actresses and the actors and keeping it covered up. And it was just... Yeah, but yeah, I caught that on camera.
And was there many other people like trying to like, you know, like was there other fans or were you there by yourself?
When I went, it was quite sort of quiet because I left during working hours. But loads of people were walking past and like listening over the fence. And you could hear like action and you could see like vehicles driving around and stuff like that. So
what sort of vehicles?
They weren't anything like they weren't.
You mean cars?
Yeah, they were just normal cars. Okay. There was no droid vehicles. there was nothing like that.
I just think that is so cool that you got to just like even, you know, glance and see just a little bit of Star Wars.
Oh, I was completely buzzing. That feeling I had after I left, I just was on top of the world. I just was so close to actually seeing the Falcon in person. And, you know, I know it's just... few bits of cardboard put together and stuff like that in real life, but
how dare you.
the real one's out there somewhere, but
it was a pretty elaborate falcon they built though. That was
yeah, definitely. I've seen houses built worse. So we're actually just arriving now, so this is it. So we're just gonna park in just a little bit further. So the car park's here, there's just about 10 spaces.
And what was the town like? Was the town, like, after it came out, were they excited about Star Wars?
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Like, Facebook really took off with, the, like, you know, they can't believe it's being filmed here. And a lot of people try to do the same thing as I did and get up there and try and record, like, shots of it actually being filmed. But we park up and start the journey.
All right, so how long is the journey?
Again, 5-minute walk.
Just when you said journey, I was just like... To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.